Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah. No layup line, no warm-ups, no nothing. We just walking right into the stadium, get into the game. Let's do it.
When the beat on, then it's on. When the right jerseys on the road. Cause how we feel where we roam is our home. Leaving these other podcasts null and void. The show can't miss something like Tom Shepard and corduroys. Full Sport Press, you know them boys. Jay run the point, lock for three. And me, I crashed the boys. Weezy told you that it's paid for. We already ran the score before the cameraman could go and press record. Now you all in your feelings. Cause we trusted the process and y'all was tanking for Wiggins. We was spreading the love and y'all was trading for Wiggins. Went to war with the Wolves and y'all was waiting on Wiggins, huh? I had to do it fast. The flow split the double, grabbed at the dribble, and Euro stepped over the 808. I'm on time even when it's...
You are now listening to the Full Sport Press podcast featuring hosts Jay Hove, Weezy, Jeff, and Coach Locke. Please enjoy the show.
All right. Woo. Greetings and salutations. I would like to welcome everybody back. And some of you for the first time to the Full Sport Press podcast, the premier sports podcast for the consummate sports fan. And this is your one-stop shop for all sports-related news and topics. I am Jay Ho.
It's your boy, Big Jeff.
It's your man, Coach Locke.
Weezy is out on assignment. Shout out to you, Weezy Wee, the legend. Cameraman, how you doing, brother?
I ain't said a word.
I'm going to be real. I might take you out of the groove.
I ain't said a word.
You're a Drake fan, though.
I ain't said a word. I'm out of it. I ain't do that.
I got to talk to you about that.
I ain't do that.
Ain't right.
I ain't do that.
Yeah, that's what
I ain't do that.
I'm on you about that. Episode 515, we're kicking off the 2024 NBA player playoffs with the Eastern Conference.
FSP style.
Always FSP style.
You better damn know it.
And you better damn believe it.
Kick it off, Coach. Best of the week. Talk to the people.
All right, man. My best of the week is graduation weekend. We had 8 guys from my team that are graduating undergrad and grad. Shout out to those guys, man. It's a big deal getting that paper. 100% graduation rate over.
Talk to them, Coach.
Shout out to the Tigers.
100% rate.
Shout out to the Tigers.
Right. Yeah.
Let's go Tigers. Let's go Tigers. What you got, Joe?
Ah, man, boxing Twitter. Apparently, Ryan Garcia tested positive for PEDs. Mm-hmm. Who knew? Mm-hmm. And as they say, the stuff has hit the fan.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has a problem. Everyone has something to say about it. And allegedly, Floyd Mayweather is being held hostage in Dubai. Who knew?
Who knew?
Who knew? There's a lot going on in the boxing world. It's insane.
He tried to post a picture of him chilling too.
Yeah, but he's still in Dubai though.
Right. He's still over there though.
Still over there,
still over there though. And you look compromised over there. Yeah, they got you. My best of the week is RJ Davis is back with the UNC Tar Heels. 22 years old. Yeah, just 22. And my boy RJ put out a vlog. He's like, hey man, people on the internet talking like I'm 24, 25. I'm just 22. It's my fifth year. Come on, man. ACC Player of the Year. Back to lead the Tar Heels to the promised land. Great day to be a Tar Heel. Shout out to RJ Davis, my point guard. Moving on to worst of the week, Coach. Talk to the people.
Man, my worst of the week is Patrick Beverley, man. You can't be throwing basketballs at people in the stands, dog. What are we doing? You hit the lady that had nothing to do with it.
Man.
You missed the guy that you was trying to throw the ball to.
Yeah.
The guy that you tried to hit gives you the ball back, and then you throw it back at him again.
Yeah.
Come on, Pat Bev. Be real. You can't be throwing balls to the fans.
I got a couple of guys out here. Draymond, Jeff Key, and Pat Bev.
Yeah.
They wilding.
They don't be helping me out.
Like, and you continue to have
to. Draymond, we going. We rolling. I'm rolling with Dray. And CP, we roll.
I knew Pat Bev was different. I seen him. Actually saw Pat Bev in a club one time in Houston. Pat Bev had on Tim's and drinking a beer.
Budweiser
in the club.
They say Pat Beverly eat spaghetti with a spoon. Oh man, yeah. That's funny.
That's different. Yeah.
That's different.
Woo, that's funny.
You sure? Budweiser.
Yeah. Okay.
In VIP,
having a bud is crazy.
Yeah, I do then. That's a different dude right there.
My worst of the week is the transfer portal is officially closed. 2,000 D1 transfers, dog. That is insane. And 1,010 D2 transfers. Last year was 1,505 in D1 and 600 in D2. So basketball, as we once knew it, it is officially changed. And that's just the men's side.
Yeah.
Women, kind of similar as far as how the number has spiked.
Trended up.
Yeah, so, and I think it's just going to continue to go that way. So
it is.
Change your recruiting patterns, and also make sure that you are watching as a fan, because they might not be there for a long time.
So 2,000 kids, which they was in the portal. So it closes of those kids who were not.
Oh, yeah, no, you just can't put more names in it. That's just,
it's just in purgatory. They don't know where they're going right now.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, no, you can still go in a portal. After May 1st,
mm-hmm.
you just have to sit out now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You gotta
if you weren't given a school, if you were in the portal and you were not selected by another school.
You're still good.
You just got to sit out a year.
In order to not have to sit out, you just have to put your name in the portal. Whether you get picked up by May 1st doesn't matter.
You was in there before.
As long as you're in there before May 1st, then you can play immediately if a school picks you up.
Gotcha.
Jeff, worst of the week. Talk to the people.
Stephen A. Smith. Yeah, whatever you got to say about Trump, that's on you, big dog. I don't care about that. But going on your platform as big as it is and saying you're calling the league office on Russell Westbrook.
That's crazy.
That was nuts. I get it. You're a journalist. Original journalism is not around like it used to be. I get it. But to come out and say that you wanted Russell Westbrook to be suspended for a game and you want to know why, that's a little bit much, Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah.
You're having a rough week, big dog. Mm-hmm. Keep fighting, but you're having a rough week.
So, shout out to him.
Make sure you check us out on iTunes, Facebook, Instagram, Google Play, Spotify, YouTube, and Amazon Music to catch up on the full archive of past episodes of FSP. Just simply search Full Sport Press Podcast. J-Ho.
Yes, sir.
And Coach Locke.
Yes, sir.
You guys have a Yellow Box of Cheerios recipient for our listeners.
I do. This week's award recipient is Carolina Panthers owner David Tepper.
Tepper? Yes, sir. As the first round of the NFL draft in 2024 approached, the sign in front of Dilworth Neighborhood Grill had a message directed towards the owner of the hometown Carolina Panthers, guys. The message read, "Please let the coach and GM pick this year." Now, the sign was in reference to owner David Tepper's influence in selecting Bryce Young over CJ Stroud with the first pick of the 2023 NFL draft. Now, the message caught the attention of Tepper, who paid a visit to said restaurant before round one on Thursday night. Tepper walked into the restaurant and wanted to find out who was responsible for the said sign. Now, that person, season ticket owner since 1995, Matt Wolfarth, had already left for the day. So, Tepper walked around, took a guy's hat off his head, said, "Well, let the owner know that I have a couple of questions for him." Wolfhard went on to say this wasn't the first time that Tepper's visited following the 2023 season and the Panthers finishing 2-15. The sign read, "Meddling owners never win. Run from Jerry Jones," end quote. Whoa. Guys, David Tepper might be the first owner who gets kicked out by a unanimous vote.
Yeah, he's
trending now.
Wow.
Yeah. He threw a drink on somebody at a game.
Yeah. He might be the first one to get hit in the jaw. You can't just walk up nobody and take their hat off their head like that.
The dude was, he took his hat off. That's a great citizen.
It is.
Come on, man.
Because he deserved a good.
Yeah.
He's worth $20 billion, so in turn, I ain't going to lie, I would act like he scratched me or something.
Could have saw Charles.
Man, man. But you have three coaches since you've been there. You fired two back-to-back.
Yeah.
Then buying that, you got rid of your GM as well. He's a meddling ass owner, man. Mismanagement, I just think it's an ongoing problem. It's one of those things for a person like Tepper that fans are starting a petition to get him out of there. I hope Xavier Leggett is the guy that can come in and kind of right the ship at the wide receiver position for the Carolina Panthers. But David Tepper, you got to figure this shit out. Because I hate that for Bryce Young.
Yeah, man.
You got to get a little thicker skin if you that worth that much money. You can't just be riding around looking for signs. Right. Come on.
It's part of it.
Fans are going to be, you need those fans. Fans are going to be fans.
Yeah. And if you're doing, it's a lifeless franchise right now. We've seen this happen. Tampa Bay was lifeless. Detroit was lifeless. The Cardinals were lifeless. Hell, it's been plenty of times.
Saints had the apes.
So in turn, like, this is a part of it, ebbs and flows. Some teams just have consecutive runs where they have three quarterbacks that end up being pretty good. It just doesn't happen like that in a lot of franchises. And Tepper, come on, man. You overstepping your boundaries. You just doing too much. Just stop meddling with shit, man. Mm-hmm. I got to holler at D. Tepper, man, for sure. I'll take that to D. Tepper, most definitely. You guys ready to start the first half?
Let's do it.
Let's get it.
The first half is underway. Full Sport Press.
First half, the hottest sports news of the past week, like we do each and every week here at the Full Sport Press podcast. Before we get started, I am J-Hope.
It's your boy, Big Jeff.
It's your man, Coach Locke. Big Jeff, where can they find you at on social media?
I'm Jay Easley, the four across all social media platforms.
Uh-huh. J-Hope, what you got?
J-Hope on Instagram and Twitter. Let's talk on Twitter. Let's talk about Tobias Harris on Twitter.
Hey, Doc.
Nah, we good. What you got, Coach?
I ain't Shabay, Coach.
No. He's talking about getting the kingdom over.
Forgot about that.
What you got, Coach?
Let him boy down, man. Man, nothing's changed, man. It's Lock_the_great. That's THA. Get at me.
Yeah.
Get at you.
Lock out about that. Lock out about that,
man.
Get it worse. You making it high, bro. All right, let's kick the first half off with some NBA talk, guys. For the first time since 2005, three of the NBA's brightest stars, LeBron James, Steph Curry, and Kevin Durant, are all at the crib. Three of the generation's most accomplished and watchable players, all at home.
1, 2, 3, Cancun.
Cancun. And we're left wondering what this message sends. These superstars well into their 30s, unable to make it into May. Makes for strange times, maybe uncomfortable and uncertain, as well as because the postseason represents change, and change is often awkward. Mm-hmm. We would kick things off with Coach. Mm-hmm. Is this the end of an era?
Yes, we're seeing the start to the end of an era. Mm-hmm. It's just showing us that this is a young man's game. They are getting older. We are seeing it being passed to the young guys like the Anthony Edwards, the SGAs, the Jason Tatums. Does that mean these guys won't get past the first round next year or in the future? No, but it's a young man's game. These guys are getting older. LeBron is not the same LeBron. KD is not the same KD. Steph, he ain't the same Steph. He still got a lot of years left because he can shoot the basketball and that wrist will never leave. But at the end of the day, Father Time is undefeated. And it's showing. Now, they'll make some moves next year like LeBron and KD. Steph will still be a Warrior because he said he's going to be a Warrior for life. But those other two guys, I won't be surprised they make a move and they'll get out of the first round. But we are starting to see the end of an era.
Jeff.
This is a tough question because you can say this era has been over for the last 2 or 3 years. Right?
Mm-mm.
But you can say it. Now, do you believe it? Because you say, well, Steph won the championship 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron won the bubble chip, right? There's ways to look at it and spin it. But if you break it down right now, and if I'm a team and LeBron's a free agent and I'm on the cusp of winning the championship, I'm going to get LeBron.
I'm going to get LeBron.
Right? Yeah. LeBron still put up great numbers.
KD too.
KD, but Steph ain't going nowhere. We know that. Steph, somebody's coming to play with Steph.
Pop. I heard you.
But LeBron, you can go get LeBron.
Yeah.
Phoenix, God help them. They need somebody to come get KD because they don't have a pick until 2031. And poor Devin Booker, no matter how I feel about Devin Booker as a shooting guard, he's just wasting away what prime he has with that team. Bill, they stuck with Bill.
Jeff been on Bill here.
I'm rolling them. Yeah, I've been saying it.
I'm rolling.
And he got a no trade clause. They stuck with him. Everybody traded.
They in trouble.
So, to me, the era of them being the dominant players is over, but they're still three of the most popular players until they stop playing. So this is a hard question because no matter what, if LeBron goes to another team right now, that jersey's going to sell out.
100%. It'd be at least be top three. All three are at a crossroads, guys. I think they can, again, like Jeff said, they can all play at a high level. But I think the player that's in the worst position out of the three is Steph Curry because his core is as old as him. Nobody else is in a situation just completely dependent on somebody that's the same age as you and is just as probably more washed. Look at his running guy. I'm talking Splash Brother.
Listen, ain't no more Splash. Ain't no more Splash.
Hook. At least KD still has Book. You got AD with Bron. The Warriors have to get him a guy to see his golden years in the NBA, which is crazy. So LeBron is in a situation where he's on the way out. Now, he just lost his coach, so which in turn he can figure out that's another coach.
That's not his coach.
Killer.
That's not his coach.
That was his coach.
Coach killer.
That was it wasn't his coach, but it was his coach.
Oh, he lost the team. The team lost coach. Yeah.
But I would say Steph is a one-man band man, and I think it's time for the Warriors to do right by him and getting a Karl Anthony Towns type. He's Pascal Siakam. Somebody of that ilk to run alongside Steph Curry because he can't do it by himself because he's dependent on Klay and Klay ain't like that no more.
Not to stay on this too long, but you mean it's signing them because nobody's going to trade for Klay. Nobody in their right mind
would. It's a sign of trade situation that could go on. And on top of that, they got a first round pick and they got
that's malpractice.
They got Andrew Wiggins.
I could trade for Andrew Wiggins and you're not going and no, they're not going to trade.
You keeping Kuminga.
Well, they're not trading Kuminga. That's the piece. If you're a team, you want Kuminga. Nobody's going to trade for Kuminga.
People
will trade for him. They will trade Kuminga.
But that's the thing, too. Darvin Ham is going to get all the blame for all of this, but he wasn't the person that came in and traded for Westbrook. It didn't work that way.
No need to bring Westbrook.
No, I'm just saying.
They got him out of there.
But even when you make that trade and making up for the Russ situation, because I thought it was a good situation him there, still, you didn't get Mike Conley. You went and got D'Lo. And I think D'Lo was great for them. So it's not necessarily D'Lo. It is drafting Jalen Hood-Schifino and not getting Jami Hawkins, a local L.A. guy that played at UCLA. Mm-hmm. That's the mistake.
Yeah.
Those are mistakes. Signing Cam Reddish. Damn. Signing C. Wood.
I said all that in the preseason.
Signing Rui.
Signing Reeves.
Austin Reeves. And they're on short deals, but at the same time, they were on the trade block in January. So, yes, that is front office problems. Listen, what's my coach name? Pete from Blue Chip. he can't say that. If your front office is doing dumb shit, this is front office malpractice.
LeBron has a little blame too, though.
A lot of blame.
A little more because of a contract that he signed.
That's what I'm saying. That's his fault. You know, you're getting up there in years. Yeah. Like you say, won't stay on too long. So why are you going to go and demand? Not necessarily demand, but that's what you asked for. $50 million a year when you know you're not going to get back and play defense. No. You can't do what you do normally because you're older. Yeah. Like, you can literally see LeBron James not getting back on defense, not contesting shots. So, take a pay cut. You've made all the money you need to make. You're being there through Nike alone. That doesn't include Peloton and all those other deals you got.
All of
you know what I'm saying? You don't need that money.
You got your boy $7.5 million. Your son made $7 million.
I'm telling you what.
Come on, man.
Taking pay cuts is not the clutch.
That ain't the clutch.
It's not, but I guarantee you, if LeBron went in there and said, hey, look, Rich, I'm finna take this pay cut because I need some help, he not going to tell LeBron no.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
Rich going to say, bro, we got the rings we need, brother. We got to get this bag. We ain't doing that.
I'm telling you. They'll get some players. I think they'll get Trae Young, DeMar DeRozan, and they're going to roll it out
there. He's not going to be there next year.
Who?
LeBron James is gone.
Let me think about it.
I'm very close to putting it on the board because he's gone. Yeah, we got a whole offseason, NBA offseason show to talk about this. LeBron is gone. All right. Oh, real quick, before we move on for this, which one of those three would you want on your team?
Tomorrow. Who's my team?
If you're a general manager right now.
No, I can't have an empty roster. Where's the team?
No, that's team dependent. You are a fifth seed.
So that's
if you're Dallas Mavericks or if you're 6'5", 6'6", Dallas Mavericks or Orlando Magic or Cleveland Cavaliers or Clippers.
If I'm Orlando,
I'm getting Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
If I'm Dallas.
If I'm Dallas.
Kevin Durant.
I'm getting KD.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just need
ball dominant.
Yeah, you just need to score.
Because you got two ball dominant guys already. Yeah. Can't have three. And Kevin Durant can get his no matter where.
Steph, I'm telling you, Steph is a hard person to put in any situation because he demands so much attention. He don't need the ball in his hands, but he demands a lot of attention.
Yeah, but he got it. But he also, no disrespect, Steph isn't a traditional point.
He's not.
So he's not going to anchor your offense.
The way Jalen Brunson looked, he ain't no traditional point either.
Yeah, but that's Jalen Brunson, though.
But Steph couldn't go to dust because who you going to put it to three?
Neither one of them.
Nah, yeah, he couldn't go.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's got to be KD.
Yeah, it's got to be KD. Keep it in the old guys' sports, old guys' sports. 57-year-old Iron Mike Tyson will take on 27-year-old Jake Paul. Yeah, that's right, cameraman. That's 30-some damn years in between these two gentlemen in a boxing match in Texas this summer in July. That was apparently originally an exhibition. But guess what, coach? This has now been sanctioned by the Texas Department of Licensing and Regulation to be an actual boxing match that will go on each of their records. This will be broadcast live on Netflix with 8 2-minute rounds and larger than usual gloves. For those of you all who are gambling at home, real quick, cameraman, Jake Paul is now a -170 favorite. Coach Locke. What in the hell are we doing?
Texas is Texas, man.
Texas.
They don't care. It's all about the money. And they know people are going to pay to see this.
Yeah.
So they don't care that it's somebody going to get in there and get hurt. They don't care that they've made it sanctioned and made it a real fight. They don't care about that. They worried about the draw, and they're going to get the draw. I do think Tyson's going to win the fight still, even though I know he's old. I ain't put it on the board, but nice try. But I'm still going to go with Tyson, and I think some of that is because I want him to win the fight because I'm over the Paul stuff. Yeah. I'm over it. So I think some of it is not just saying Tyson's going to win. I think that's what I want to happen, but I'm still going to go with Tyson. But, yeah, this is just Texas being Texas.
Yep. So we got 14-ounce mitts instead of 10 ounces.
Yep.
So, in turn, this is the WWE, man. 14-ounce gloves, making sure, because we've been watching Mike Tyson. He can still tuck you in.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson still fucking, hey, listen, 10-ounce gloves, it might be night-night season. 14, little bit padding.
Yeah.
They're trying to make sure that Jake can get through that whole fight.
Yeah.
This is all for entertainment, a great start for Netflix boxing. I understand it. This is the WWE. I'm not excited about it at all anymore. Man, if you're going to play, listen, and I get it. But that 14-ounce glove shit, I ain't trying to watch that, man. Come on, it's pillow fight. I'm not trying to.
To speak on what Coach Locke said about that's what 14-ounce gloves is hilarious. Yeah. Being over the Paul thing. Jake Paul fought one real boxer.
His
and
life.
He lost to Tommy Fury.
Mm-hmm.
Lost.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since then, he realized, let me get back to what I do best and keep getting this bag.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know Mike Tyson's financial situation. I'm not going to speak on it. I don't know. I know he's had issues in the past, but I thought Mike had kind of righted that ship and has been doing well.
Especially with the weed business.
The weed business has been killing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But this screams, I want a payday.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to get one. Because this has the potential. We talked about it when it was announced to be the biggest, most watched fight because it's on Netflix. And you don't have to do anything to watch. You have a Netflix subscription, you get it that night. It's 8 rounds, 2-minute rounds. I just pray Mike makes it out. Without getting embarrassed. You
got
to remember, I know we love Mike. We love 87 to 90, 91 Mike. That's the one we always, when we think about Mike Tyson, we remember that run. 3-year runs, undisputed heavyweight champion, building up to be a heavyweight champion when he was Kid Dynamite, all those things. That's what we remember. Mike lost 3 of his last 4.
Yeah.
Mike quit in his last fight.
Yeah, you say that every week.
And we don't remember, people forget how it ended.
Yeah.
It ended really bad for Mike. That's all I'm saying, man.
That's about that. All right, before we get started with halftime, let's talk some WNBA. The same day that training camp began for multiple teams in the WNBA ahead of the season, soon-to-be Hall of Famer Candace Parker shocked everyone by announcing her retirement after 16 years. After winning a title with the Las Vegas Aces in 2023, she signed a non-guaranteed deal in February to return and help the franchise to win a third consecutive title. Plans changed abruptly. She hasn't been able to properly to recover from that foot injury that took her out of the second half of the 2023 season. Parker, 38 years old, was a three-time champion, two-time MVP, seven-time All-Star, two-time Olympic gold medalist. Here's to you, Gina Auriemma, and two-time national college champion, Jeff. Is CP3 a GOAT?
Yeah, she's Mount Rushmore. Candace Parker's Mount Rushmore of women's basketball. Whoa. Yeah, I can say that really confidently. Like, she lived
college basketball?
Women's basketball.
Women's basketball.
Women's basketball.
So it's four.
Candace.
Lisa.
Lisa. Tarasi. Swoops.
Where's Maya Moore?
Maya Moore would have been there. Dang. Candace took Maya Moore's spot because she stayed around.
Stay left. WNBA career.
I can dig it. Yeah. What you got, Coach?
Yeah, she's a GOAT, man.
Yeah.
I mean, Candace Parker did some things. She did some things like Shamika Hovsgol was Miss UT.
Yeah.
She was like, hey, she can hoop. But Candace Parker just brought a different kind of aspect to the game.
Mm-hmm.
She was the first girl in the Dunks All-American won a dunk contest, which we know why she won it, but she still won it.
She still won
it. The guy missed the dunk.
Okay, she made her?
Make one dunk. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she won it.
And guy was J.R. Smith, too.
Yeah. And then she went to the WNBA, and it's kind of like she made it cool. Like, she had the cool factor with her, along with the being able to hoop. And she just did everything the right way. She's the only woman to win three WNBA championships with three different teams.
Mm-hmm.
She was All-Star, MVP. All the accolades are there.
Yeah.
It's no way you could not say Candace Parker is a GOAT.
Yeah, she won Rookie of the Year and MVP.
Right.
When she came in that joint. It's crazy. Definitely a GOAT. When you ask today's players, college or WNBA, who they grew up emulating, watching, kind of, you know, monarching, it's always CP3 or Maya Moore. Similar to like LeBron James or Stephen Curry, or we talked about Kevin Durant at the beginning of the first half. The versatility and dominance, being 6'4 and playing the way that she was playing, she revolutionized positionless basketball for the WNBA and women's basketball, period. She left the game way better than she walked in. And yeah, she's definitely on the Mount Rushmore. I really like that. We had a WNBA Mount Rushmore show. Circle back into the archives and find that. But I really think that CP revolutionized, changed the game, like, so many different ways. And on top of that, the guys, you know, she was easy on the eyes, too.
Yeah.
Let's just be honest.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she was easy on the eyes.
She's
you
one
know?
Of the first to.
Still is. Yeah, you know. Yeah, for sure. Question. Yeah, so to do what she did, people was hating on Sheldon. Let's talk about it.
Oh, man. Here you on, go.
He was hating on Sheldon,
the
landlord.
They were.
They was hating on Sheldon.
Like, why? Yeah, they
were. Oh, man, Sheldon Williams was like, it was like, what?
Yeah.
Sheldon?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, what I'm saying is a GOAT.
Yeah.
Lisa Leslie. I don't know, though, Jeff. Swoops, for sure. DT.
And CP.
That might be, you might be right.
Yeah.
That might be that first little wave.
Yeah. Now it's going to change.
Yeah, it's going to change. Yeah. But Swoops, Cynthia Cooper, hello.
I ran say Coop.
Okay, yeah. No.
Coop got to be in there.
Cheryl Miller.
Ooh.
Cheryl Miller.
You don't have to mention Cheryl Miller.
No, you got to.
It's like mentioning, Cheryl Miller is like mentioning. Here's the only thing. There was not a professional league for sure.
Yeah, she didn't get to play in WNBA.
She didn't get to play, but no.
We know what she would have
done. We know what she would have done. If it was a professional.
We know what she
you got to think
done.
About, we talk about the ratings increase that they had in WNBA here recently. That started with the Sparks versus the Lynx finals 3 years in a row.
Yeah.
That ratings increase started with them, CP versus Maya Moore.
Yeah.
That's where it started at.
So WNBA, yes.
Yeah.
Women's basketball, Cheryl Miller in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you though. WNBA for sure.
I'm glad Candace is retiring though. There needs to be a few more.
DT.
We're
going to holler at you, DT.
They're taking up these spots for these young
it's
guys.
Only so
like Bria Beal and Destiny Henderson were just waived by the WNBA.
Yeah, that don't make no sense.
Come on, man. Like, I get it, but it's not enough roster spots. So the older players that can't do it like they used to the more, go ahead and bow out. You had your time, man. Let these young girls come through, man.
Even DT, she's on the national team.
Right.
Like, why are you on USAB?
Right.
Like,
man.
Why?
Come on, man.
Like, why? Get at the Kaitlyn Clark.
Right. Right. Yeah.
She get at the Kaitlyn Clark. Yeah, but what I'm saying is DT don't need to do that, man.
Yeah, man.
And I get it.
DT
You're trying to retroactively. She's trying to get people back for what they did to the Cold Crush.
Yeah.
You got
yeah,
to.
She do.
You got to get your money.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, come on, DT.
Right.
It's time to retire.
It's time.
DT the last one. She the last one.
Yeah.
She the last one left.
She won't smoke.
Sue Bird's gone.
Yep.
CP's gone. Maya Moore, she did prison break. You know what I'm saying?
That's funny. Every time.
Let's get started with halftime.
We're at the midway point. Please enjoy all of the halftime.
Halftime. It's Pocket Watching with FSP.
Yep.
Cameraman, in the words of the great Lester Freeman, follow the money, Jimmy. Follow the money. NBC is preparing a $2.5 billion bid, according to the Wall Street Journal, to acquire the rights to the NBA. Now, the NBC has not aired an NBA game since 2002 after the Lakers beat my Sixers in the finals.
Man.
Yes, how long ago?
4-1.
Yeah. Planning to come back, though. Live sports are being coveted by networks with ratings plummeting. As we all know, we all are streamers. I think everyone here has probably cut the cord by some way or shape or form.
Coach still in there.
She got the cord?
Oh.
Coach, you still ain't got the cord?
Oh.
You ain't got the cord yet?
Nah. Shit.
Wow. Okay. NBA is looking to bring in their first ever streaming partner to stay ahead of the curve as well.
Mm.
So working with NBC and Peacock would be great, as well forming as well with Disney and as with ESPN as their other housing for games. Now, Amazon, J-Ho, is also looking to get a package of games. Looking to cover the, and Netflix is also, we talked about Netflix before, looking to cover the in-season tournament only, having just the in-season tournament on Netflix. Now, is this a big deal, little deal, or no deal for NBC?
Yeah, I'll go first. This is the thing. The league wants to reach as many people as possible. Like Jeff mentioned earlier, a lot of people don't even have TNT.
Yeah.
So in turn, it's hard to kind of see inside the NBA or kind of catch some of these games. The easiest way to get it if it's on ABC, NBC, or CBS. So the outcome of those negotiations are happening. I think Turner, like Jeff mentioned as well, has been in business with the NBA for 40 years. So I think TNT will be left out. I think it'll be ESPN, Amazon, and NBC, kind of musical chairs, and they'll force their hand to kind of keep the NBA. Well, inside NBA guys, just like how NBC kept Joe Buck and Troy Aikman.
Yeah.
But Ernie Johnson is loyal to TNT.
Turner.
He's not leaving.
Yeah.
He's not leaving there. So I think, which is going to suck, I think this is the last time we'll see
inside the NBA,
which sucks because you're just going to force money towards Charles Barkley. Guess what? He's going to take it.
For sure.
Charles Barkley, Kenny, Shaq, they're going to take it. And then they'll just move to NBC and just kind of work the Peacock situation. But not having Ernie, that's my favorite show on TV besides PTI. I watch it every night that it's on.
Yeah, got to.
So not having Ernie steer that ship, and I don't think there's enough money to get him to go away from Turner because he's worked there for 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, man, that's going to be tough, Coach. What you think?
I agree, man. Like, even when you watch – the segments that they have on TNT when Ernie's not there, Shaq is not there, it's not the same.
Yeah, my boy Lefko in there.
Yeah, it's just not the same. I mean, they do a good job.
They do what they can.
Yeah, they. But it's not Ernie, though.
Yeah.
Ernie is the setup. Ernie is the MC.
Yeah, he is.
You know what I'm saying? Ernie has the cool factor. Ernie wearing the Jordan with the suits. You know, it's just, it's not going to be the same. And I get it. $2.5 billion a year is $2.5 billion a year.
Yes.
I get it. That's crazy. That's going to be hard to turn down, but it's just going to suck, like Jay mentioned, that you're going to miss out on the show, like, inside NBA.
So
it's going to be different.
Thing that's most important to me, J-Ho, you might like this, Coach, you might like this as well. NBC is also in talks with John Tesh. Who's John Tesh, you ask, cameraman?
No, I know.
He is the writer and producer of the iconic Round Ball Rock, which is the theme music for NBA on NBC from 1990 to 2002.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is now being used by Fox for some reason for their college basketball games. Fox. Yeah, whatever. They got to let that go. They don't even have exclusive rights to it. But NBC gets basketball back, they will be using the iconic theme. So
that's gonna be the best thing out of it all.
Yeah. Man, no Ernie is crazy.
No, Ernie sucks, though. That's
gonna be wild. Yep.
That's gonna be hard to watch. Yep. I don't know if I got that in me. Lefko's good.
Yeah.
Married to a sister. I can fool with all of that, but
just not Ernie.
He ain't Ernie.
Lefko had them Tiffany dunks on.
Lefko, listen. Yeah. Lefko got some shit.
It ain't Ralph, though.
It ain't Ernie. It definitely ain't Ernie. You ready for the second half?
Let's get it.
The second half is underway.
Full Sport Press.
Second half, the 2024 NBA player playoffs kicking off with the Eastern Conference. I am Jay Hope.
It's your boy, Big Jeff.
It's your man, Coach Lop.
It's here.
Yeah.
It's here. We're here. You know what I'm saying?
Let's get it ready.
There you go. Mm-hmm. The man with the golden pipes.
Yes.
Golden pipes? That means you sing, dog.
Hey, yo. No.
I ain't gonna lie. Find that. Send that.
Let's not. Let's just not.
That's Dan Patrick, bro. That's his name.
Man.
That's Dan Patrick's name.
Yeah.
Yeesh. Let's go. As the 2024 NBA playoff star. We are here to stir up arguments. It's time to compare player statistics, create a playoff-style format to determine the best player in the entire NBA for the 2023-2024 NBA season.
Let's do it.
Last episode, our esteemed panel came together to rank the top eight players in the Eastern Conference based on their 2023 stats and performance, and we have a new criteria. Jeff, do you want to let the people in on the new criteria?
Ah, yes. So our new criteria, number one, is offense. Number two is defense. Number three, team impact.
No success.
No success. Impact.
Okay.
And number four, individual accolades.
It's a lot.
Number five, the tiebreaker. Which player would I pick if I needed to win a game tomorrow with average NBA talent around it?
That's a classic one. That is a classic. And, Coach, can you go through the bracket 1-9?
We have at the 8th and 9th seed matchup, Paolo Banchero versus Bam Adebayo. The number 1 seed gets a bye because the winner of that goes to that. Then the 3-6 matchup, we have Jalen Brunson versus Tyrese Maxey. 2-7 matchup is Jason Tatum versus Jaylen Brown. And a 4-5 matchup is Donovan Mitchell versus Tyrese Halliburton.
Hey, some good matchups.
It's a good matchup.
I was looking at that. I said, hey, some good matchups.
Mm-hmm.
Kick things off with the 9-8 matchup. Bam, Adebayo versus P5. First things first, offense. Who's the better offensive player, P5 or Bam? P5.
Paolo Banchero, it's a better offensive.
Yeah, it's Paolo.
Let's not take too long on this one, guys.
Defense, Bam.
Bam Adebayo.
Okay. Moving on next. Team impact.
Paolo Banchero.
For sure.
For sure. That's P5.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's P5.
Yeah.
Because I really think that if P5 isn't on that team,
they're not playing.
They win 30 games.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's Victor Wembanyama time.
Yeah.
And individual accolades.
They both made the All-Star team.
Both made the All-Star team. I think Bam will get an all-defensive team nod.
I think Paolo gets an all-NBA nod.
Whatever you want to bet, Paolo Banchero never gets that. He won't get that. No.
It's going to be close. This year.
Nah.
Remember, it's three. It's two all-defensive teams. Three all-NBA teams.
Mm-hmm.
Paolo can get an all-NBA third team.
Guarantee you he won't make it. Let me tell you why.
Huh?
People like Domantas Sabonis.
They average similar points. Domantas average more assists.
Rebound.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough.
Mm-hmm.
So,
damn.
Yeah,
I got Paolo.
He won.
It's 2-2.
Yeah, I mean it's 2-2.
It's 2-2. Mm-hmm. Offense was Paolo.
Yeah.
Defense was Bam.
Yeah.
Team impact was Paolo.
Yeah.
And
accolades was
Was who?
I'm rolling Bam. Individual accolades. Mm. What you got, Coach?
I mean, Paolo ain't gonna. He's not gonna get none this year.
Yeah. I got it.
I mean.
Okay.
He's not going to get two accolades.
Tiebreaker.
Yeah. Paolo.
Paolo wins a game with average NBA talent every night.
Yeah.
Because we saw Bam in that game six.
Yeah.
Maybe game five. Yeah, they won one.
Just the regular season, Paolo has regular NBA talent around.
Yeah. So we roll. P5 moves on.
Yeah.
AC. Where we going next, guys? 4-5-2-7-3-6.
1-8. Let's go and get
Let's go right to 1-8. Okay. Right to 1-8. Okay. Giannis Antetokounmpo versus P5. Offensive.
Offensive is Greeky Freaky.
It's hard to average 30.
He's
averaged 29-11-5 since 2017. That's a lot on offense. Yeah, and he averages more assists. He averaged 6.5 dimes, y'all.
Yeah.
Give me offense. I'm rolling with Giannis Antetokounmpo. What you got, Coach?
You have to. He shoots 60% from the field.
Yeah. Super efficient. 27 from three, but yeah, it's tough.
Yeah.
Defense. Yes. Giannis.
Yeah.
Although Paolo's going to be a solid defender in the league.
He is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think team impact, I'm rolling with P5 on this. No, it's just two. I really
get three.
Yeah. So I really think, just because, think about it. They be winning games without Giannis.
They still got
Dame.
And Chris.
And they got they got Chris Mid.
So that's why they winning games without it.
No, but what I'm saying is, you take P5 off that team, it's a different world, like Dwayne Wade.
They play better defense with Giannis, though.
They do play better defense with Giannis. Yeah, I think they're
better defense.
I just think they're more, like, as far as impact.
Yeah.
Give me P5.
I got Giannis.
What you got, Coach?
I had Giannis.
Got Giannis on that. Giannis on. Yeah. All right,
that's good job, y'all. Look at us.
Some bullshit.
Look at us.
All right, what's the next matchup?
2-7.
2-7.
All right. On green, crime.
Yeah. Green, we got Jason Tatum versus Jaylen Brown. Jason Tatum's 26 years old. Jaylen Brown is 24. Shit.
Came 2 years later.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, a year later.
Okay. Offense. Who's better offensively?
Tatum.
Defense, JB.
Jaylen Brown's better defensively.
Yeah. Yes. Team impact, I'm going
Tatum.
Nah.
We ain't do washes, man.
Nah.
We thought we threw the washes out.
Nah. We got to roll with it. We got to roll. If it's a wash, it's a wash now. But I'm rolling. I'm giving me Tatum for team impact.
Yeah, I'm going Tatum.
Yeah. 2-1. Individual accolades.
Tatum.
Tatum's going to be first team.
Yeah.
Maybe second team. I'll let me get Tatum.
And it moves on. Get us, man. This is good. Us, man.
Yeah.
This is good, man.
Moving on to the 3-6. Here it comes. Here we go. Jalen Brunson, 27 years old, averaged 29-4-7 this year. And we have Tyrese Maxey, 24 years old. He's an all-star. It's going to be tough. 26-3-6, 70 games played. Who's better offensively? Give me Jaylen Brown Jaylen Brunson, because I think he dimes more with the dimes. Yeah,
he can score better, man. I mean, I know 76ers have Joel Embiid, but he can just score better than Tyrese Maxey.
Averaging 29, y'all, and averaging 25 is two totally different things.
It's two shots.
No, you're damn lying.
29 and 25 is two shots.
This is two made
shots.
This is why I say that, Jeff. It's two made shots per game, but Embiid is getting all the...
We're going to talk about Embiid in a minute.
He's getting all of the attention.
Okay.
So it's a little easier to get those when you're not...
You're saying Jaylen Brunson is a one and Max is a two at best.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah. I'm rolling. Give me Jaylen Brunson.
I think it's closely with that, because Maxey probably shoots a better three ball to me. Percentage-wise, if I'm not saying.
Jaylen Brunson shot 40 this year.
He did shoot 40 this year, right.
Ooh, that's nasty.
So that's Maxey. I mean, it's Brunson.
Yeah. Okay. Defense. Brunson. Tyrese Maxey don't play defense.
Brunson ain't locked down.
But he played better defense than Tyrese Maxey. I think so.
I got it being a wash.
I can see that. I ain't mad at that.
I think Jaylen plays better defense.
Yeah.
So you had Brunson, Craig J, and Lock guy Brunson.
Yeah.
So that's 2-0.
2-0. And then we have team impact. Now listen. Now Tyrese Maxey. No, it's not. Because when Joel Embiid left that team, Tyrese Maxey, they were a 2 seed.
Mm-hmm.
They went down to a 9 seed. Jaylen Brunson lost Julius Randle. Yes, they lost games, but they were nowhere in the hell near in the play-in game. So give me Jaylen Brunson with that.
That ain't apples to apples, though.
What do we mean?
Julius Randle's on his best day. No disrespect to Julius
Randle.
On his best day, Joel Embiid.
But he was still the team's leading scorer.
On his best. I mean, he woke up feeling marvelous, and that ain't Joel Embiid.
He was the team's leading scorer.
I hear you.
All I'm saying is, your team's leading scorer goes out, you come in and turn yourself into the team's leading scorer, you're more impactful.
Yeah. I'm not going to argue with it, but comparing Julius Randle to Jay.
I'm not comparing. I'm just saying, just literally team impact.
What happens, Brunson moves up to it. Brunson moved up when Julius Randle goes up. Maxey and the Sixers move down. So I'll give you that.
Yeah. Right. Okay. JB moves on. And we have the 4-5 matchup. Donovan Mitchell, 27 years old, averaged 26-5-6. And Tyrese Halliburton, 24 years old, averaged 21, led the league in assists, 4 rebounds. Mm. Moving on to offense. Who's better offensively?
This year.
I ain't going to lie. That's tough.
That's a tough one this
year. That's a tough one because
Donovan Mitchell had his best year.
Well, Donovan Mitchell had his – he had a career year.
I'm going Donovan Mitchell. This year, I'm going Donovan Mitchell.
That too.
Yeah.
This year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Donovan Mitchell put on the show.
Man, that's tough. Defense. Halliburton plays better defense. Donovan Mitchell don't play no defense. So, yeah. Team impact.
Mitchell.
No. I got Tyrese Halliburton on that one, mainly due to the fact of.
Nobody else there.
Nah, that's not true, though.
I mean, but
go get Pascal.
No.
Go get Pascal.
When Hallie was out.
Pascal's.
Them boys sunk. Pascal was figuring it out, but the boys was losing games when he was out them 20 games.
You go get Pascal, though.
Put T.J. McConnell in there.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't the same. It wasn't Ralph.
Nah,
you know that.
McConnell ain't Halliburton.
I'm just saying. So that's what I'm saying. What we're saying is usually Bobby Portis comes in for Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Like, your next person can step up. Cameraman says it all the time, next man up. Your next man up couldn't hold the actual spot.
Evan Turner gets injured.
Miles Turner.
No, for Cleveland. Evan Turner got injured this year.
Oh, you're talking about Evan Mobley.
Evan Mobley. Shout out to Evan Turner, though. He's a solid ball player.
Yeah.
Evan Mobley gets injured. Darius Garland gets injured. Cleveland goes on a run.
They do.
They're going to go on a 12-game winning streak, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, they would not. They were up to number two.
Yeah. So, give me – on that point, I'm going Donovan Mitchell right there.
Team impact. Yeah. I mean, I can see that. That ain't a bad shot, but I'm rolling as far as how hurt that team was with Tyrese Halliburton. And when he came back, they still figured it out. Ended up being a solid seed. I'm going with Tyrese Halliburton.
But Mitchell loses all his guys and still keeps them afloat as a 4 seed.
Yeah, that's why I'm washing it. Yeah, that's.
Okay, so it's a wash.
Individual accolades is next.
One wash.
So individual accolades, Tyrese Halliburton will be second team All-NBA. Donovan Mitchell will not. And he led the league in assists.
Are we sure Donovan Mitchell's not second team All-NBA?
Maybe third, but he won't be second. Tyrese Halliburton will be second team, without a doubt.
Yeah, he going to make it for sure.
They both are All-Stars.
Right.
Both. So, on what we know, they both were All-Stars.
Yeah.
Right? Tyrese Halliburton leads the league in assists.
Yeah.
That's what did it.
That's accolade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I say. That's what do it. Because to me, I think that All-NBA team is going to wash itself out. With them too.
Did Donovan Mitchell start in the All-Star game? I know Tyrese Halliburton did.
That don't count.
Yeah,
bro,
it does count. If you start in the
NBA, they went home.
It was a Pacers
All-Star.
Bro,
game.
It didn't.
They had Pacers jerseys on the All-Star game.
That's cap, man. That ain't got nothing to do with it, man. They was in Cleveland last year. Donovan Mitchell didn't start.
He was hurt last year. Wasn't he?
No,
they didn't have an All-Star last year.
Yes, they did. He was Donovan Mitchell.
I say his wife.
Tyrese Halliburton moves on. Clearly. All right. We got a 1 seed matchup, and we have Tyrese Halliburton going up against Giannis Antetokounmpo. Offense.
Giannis. Rebounds, 30 points. Had a career.
We don't know how many of those are offensive rebounds.
Had a career high in assists.
Halliburton led the league in assists.
Okay. Yeah. That's fine. But 30 ball.
Giannis, 30 for sure.
Giannis, and Giannis still is 61%.
61% shooter.
But Tyrese, I mean, Halliburton, 36. Ain't that much. 36% from the three.
Yeah.
That's good.
I mean, 27.
Yeah.
Compared to 27.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said two shots for Max.
Bro, 27 and 37 is two totally different things.
We talking about
3-point percentage.
I got you.
Yeah. You crazy. Offense, I'm rolling with Giannis Antetokounmpo. That makes sense.
Right.
Yeah.
It's Giannis.
Yeah.
All right, we on this.
Defense. Giannis. team impact. I'm rolling with Tyrese Halliburton. That team looked totally different without him not being there.
Yeah, okay.
I'm rolling Tyrese Halliburton.
I go Tyrese Halliburton.
Yeah. Individual accolades. Now, this is the thing. They both are All-Stars. They'll both be All-NBA.
Giannis is going to be All-Defense.
Yep.
And then we got an assist leader.
Oof. All defense ranks higher than assist leader, bro.
It's a, no, it's going to rank high.
Giannis is going to sit for defensive player of the year, too.
No, he's not. He wasn't listed as defensive player of the year. I got it. I'm going to look right now. The individuals that finalized. Hold on. I'm finished.
Rudy Gobert.
Rudy.
Victor Wembanyama.
Vic. Nah, I'm out. We already here. Most valuable player. Rookie of the year. Most improved.
Show Tyrese Maxey. Because he won the most improved player.
He did win most improved player. I mean, but it's still, he ain't having nothing to do with none of that, though. Then defensive player of the year is Bam Adebayo, Rudy Gobert, and Victor Wembanyama. Those are the three finalists. So.
Ain't no way. Ain't no way.
Tyrese helps not? Nah. It's 2-1.
It's 2-1, and then we vote on accolades.
Yeah.
And I'm saying Giannis wins accolades.
But he don't have enough accolades. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, Giannis. Don't y'all do this.
Hold on, man. Giannis got
All-Star. Everybody has, both have All-Star.
Right.
Both have All-NBA.
Right.
And they both, one has defensive player, I mean, All-Defensive team and assist.
And that's Tyrese
that's
have.
Oh, yeah.
That's a wash.
It's accolade. No, it's accolade. Oh,
it's
yeah.
Wash.
Yeah. Giannis going to move. Yeah.
He's not tied. It's 2-1.
It's 2-1 still.
It's 2-1 in a wash. So Giannis still moves on.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've done that as always because it's not if it had been 2-2 right here right. With the watch, yeah. It went to the fifth one. But since it's 2-1, Giannis moves on.
But and that's the thing too. Even if we go back to Tyrese Maxey, most improved player ain't gonna help that because they
it's an accolade. You just said assist leader was an accolade
because it is. Right. It's an accolade.
Yeah, yeah.
It's an accolade.
What we got next?
Yeah,
Giannis moves on
and Jalen Brunson.
Ooh. Oh, ooh,
sheesh.
Ooh.
2-3. Yeah. Ooh. Let me see if anybody's up for MVP. Okay. No.
Nah.
All those West Coast guys. Yeah. All right. Jason Tatum or Jalen Brunson offense.
Give me Tatum.
Jason Tatum.
Tatum takes hard shots.
26
but
compared to 29. 8 rebounds for 4, 7 dimes to 4 dimes. Give me Jalen Brunson offense. Brunson shot 40 from 3, 47 from the field. Tatum shot 47 from the field, 37 from 3. Ooh! 29? That boy averaged 29.
How much Tatum have?
26.
Exactly. 27.
26.9.
26.9. That's 27. Because Jalen Brunson averaged 28.9.
So 27.
Woo! I ain't gonna lie. That's a wash.
This is close. It is, man.
Them 7 dimes help it out, though. Ooh, that's who 8
seven,
rebounds.
7 dimes was Jalen Brunson, but 8 boards was Tatum.
Right.
But we don't know about, you can't really do rebounds with offense. Like, I see you trying to slide that.
We can just do offensive rebounds. We can pull that up.
Yeah, but I'm still.
Grindable stat.
Yeah, but.
I'm finna get shit up.
7. Ooh. Yeah, ooh, I ain't gonna lie, that's tough. Who's better off? Like, if you're game planning to stop one person, I don't know who's harder to stop right now, y'all.
Tatum's harder to stop. His size, his bag. Tatum's bag is a little.
Yeah, them offense rebounds for Tatum ain't just one.
I knew you was cheating with that. It's 8 rebounds.
I got 2-4.
Oh, that's tough.
I'm watching.
Nah, I'm going Brunson.
See? It wouldn't be this year, Kevin, man.
Nah.
I ain't did nothing. I'm just straight by the book.
Nah, 7 dimes. The only reason I'm doing that because it's 7 dimes.
Okay.
7 dimes.
All right.
I'm doing it because it's
7 dimes. It's a wash.
All right, so it's a wash.
It's a wash. 1-1.
Defense.
Tatum.
Gotta go Tatum defense. He can guard more.
He actually guards.
No, he don't actually guard. He should have been. Oof. Yeah. All right. Yeah, I'm wrong. Tatum a better defensive player. Team impact.
Number one seed in the world.
No, you're not hearing
the me. World, Craig.
No. They lost their best player. They still
lose their best player. Jalen Brunson is their best player. We got to stop.
Their leading scorer left their team.
Who?
Jalen Brunson. I mean, Julius Randle. at the time.
Oh, you talking about the Knicks?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Boston.
Yeah.
But if you take Jason Tatum off that team, man, they're not the number one seed, dog.
They was 13 games up on everybody. Everybody.
They're not the number one seed. You take Jason Tatum off it.
But they. But this is what I'm telling you. Jalen Brunson kept them boys fighting, and Julius Randle hadn't played. He missed like 40, 50 games.
But, okay, so here we go. When Jason Tatum plays terrible, they don't win.
Damn lie. That's when Jalen Brown cooked.
They don't win, though.
I'm going to tell you who don't win if they don't play good. It is the New York Knicks. If Jalen Brunson ain't hooping, that team doesn't win, period. He has more help. Who got more help? Come on now. We know who got more help. That's the best
now that thing. Porzingis is hurt or with Porzingis?
Bro, see, we're talking about this is a regular season award. And
we've said on this show the best starting five in basketball is Boston.
So that's a better
hard
team.
Stop. Don't sleep on OG. And Hardenstein.
Bro.
And why we love White Duncan on this show.
Stop, bro. You comparing. So,
OG is not that far off.
Give me another All Star they got.
That's it.
Okay. Who?
Okay.
They don't have no All Star.
Yeah,
the Knicks don't have another All Star. Jalen Brown is another All Star.
That's
true. So, team impact, I'm going Jalen Brunson.
So it's Wash, Tatum. Who you got, coach?
I just think.
Team impact, y'all.
I don't see how if you say Jason Tatum ain't impact for Boston.
Team impact is what we're talking about. There's not a more. Dude, if they put in, who's their backup point guard? Deuce McBride?
Talking about for
Brunson.
Yeah.
They cooked. But if you put in Jalen Brown, put him right there and start Peyton Pritchard, they're not a number one seed, but they're a four seed. So you see what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying right there? If you take out Jason Tatum and you start,
so
they're gonna drop. They both gonna drop.
But who will be a worse team?
Well, I mean,
that's what team impact is.
Now, is this Brunson is out and Randle is out as well, or is Randle playing?
Right. Oh, Randle's got to be out too.
Oh, well, that's different.
Oh yeah,
that's what we're talking about. He missed 60 games, guys.
No. I'm saying,
but there's nobody at all for New York if them two are out.
Yeah,
and they still ended up being a four seed.
No,
both of them weren't out. That, if you take both of them out, then you got to take out Tatum and Brown. It'd be the same.
Now, you're not hearing what I'm saying. No, I don't get what. Listen, Pete. Listen, what I'm saying, y'all. Jalen Brunson leaves the team just as they got it right.
Just as now,
They were a two seed. Yeah. They were a two seed.
Yeah.
They moved down to a four seed just with Jalen Brunson. Where did they go minus Jalen Brunson?
No, they still were a two seed with Brunson.
Who's the two seed?
The Knicks.
Because of Jalen Brunson.
That's what we're saying. We're saying. So
what I'm saying is you take him out of that team. Where do they fall?
With Randle out as well. That's
Randle's right. Not there.
Okay, so they won't make the playoffs.
Okay, so if you take out just one person, which in Jalen Brunson, not Jalen Brunson, which is Jason Tatum. Where does that team go? They're a one seed.
They will probably be a play-in, but I'll tell you.
And Brown, just Brown roll.
Just Brown, Peyton Pritchard.
That means Jalen Brunson is more impactful. Oh, my God.
I can't say it in Spanish.
I understand what you're saying. I don't know if it's driving a point home or you think it is, though.
Because what he's saying is. Because
Julius Randle isn't there, too. Yeah. That's the problem.
Yeah.
If it would, just hear me out. If Julius Randle is there, it'll be more of an apples-to-apples comparison. Because we would know what the Knicks would look like without Jalen Brunson. So, I'm with it. I personally got Tatum. It's coaches to decide.
But fact. Team impact?
Coaches
bro, we just literally went through the thing. You said if Jason Tatum is taken off that team, they would be a playing game.
But that's because they still have their number two there.
But hear me out, though. That's also a 20 to 25 game drop for them. So that's a big difference. They have 13 games up on their whole field.
If bro, that team they're not going to be in the playing game if Jalen. I mean, if
they Jason lose 20, Tatum, they lose 20 more games without Tatum.
No, what with that team? You know you got Drew Holiday still.
I know this.
You still have Jalen Brown. I know this. You still have KP. Derek White should he was getting All Star vote.
I love Derek White.
So that's what I'm trying to tell you. You take that boy off that team. There's no way that they're AC. They'll be a five seed. That's bad.
Brunson wasn't moving on, even if we kept going.
That's bad.
Like, even if we went to accolades, he wasn't moving
on. They got the same amount of accolades, bro. Both are going to be all NBA. Both are all stars. Nothing else. That's a wash. Because we're watching Jalen Brunson play right now the entire year, and they were a two seed with average NBA talent around.
And we're watching Jason Tatum.
We're watching him do it with just one person. It's just him. We're watching him. It doesn't matter about Julius Randle. We're watching him be a two seed with a number one person. He averaged 25 points a game, y'all.
Right.
It's gone. He did that. He kept the team afloat. Jason Tatum. No, we're talking regular season. They're a two seed. So what Julius Randle's done, cool. He's not there. It don't matter. They were still a two seed. If Jason Tatum loses and he's off that team.
They're not a one seed.
They'll be a three seed.
So they drop.
But they're not dropping to an eighth seed is what I'm saying.
They dropped 20 games, though.
He kept them afloat by himself.
If they drop to a number three seed, that means they lose 18 more games. That's a big difference. They're 13 games up on the field with Tatum. On the field. Not just the Eastern Conference, the field.
What I'm saying is we watched this team actually lose their top score. We watched it, and they still been a two seed. Mm-hmm. Then we watched the number one guy not lose, and then they were up 13 games just with so much help. That team would be no lower than a three seed.
Okay.
Even if we do that. So who won offense?
Tatum.
Tatum won offense.
Tatum won defense.
Tatum didn't win offense, y'all. It was a.
One of them was a wash.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a wash. Defense.
It's Tatum.
It was Tatum. Team impact of success. If that's the problem.
Wait, no. Tatum won offense.
No, you watched
it. It was a wash, bro.
Because he changed. Maybe he came back.
Oh, because he changed his
mind. Nah, that wasn't even.
Did you? That's what. You changed your mind. Yeah.
Yeah, and then.
Did you change your phone? You did that shit.
So individual accolades.
Watch
that's
it first.
Well, you got it, Jeff. Go ahead.
Offense.
You all be shame yourself.
Because that's bullshit.
Oh, boy. My God. That's fucking bullshit. Ain't no way in the world you do team impact success. A team didn't move. They didn't move when their best player go away. Nobody in the NBA did that. Tyrese Maxey lost his best player. What did they do? They were 7 seed. Bruh, this dude lost his best player, and they were 2 seed. Jason Tatum.
I don't believe. Julius Randle is their best player.
He averaged 24. When he left that team, Jalen Brunson was averaging 22 points a game. Who averaged more points?
Julius Randle. What are you talking about?
That would mean that's your best player.
No, because Darren Fox averages more points than Sabonis. Sabonis is their best player.
That's not true.
Shit.
What?
Sabonis is the best player on Sacramento.
Darren Fox is his best player on that team, bro. He's the franchise player on that team. He got traded for Tyrese Halliburton. What are you talking about? It's bullshit. What we doing, man? Offense? Giannis Antetokounmpo or Jason Tatum?
We was doing so good.
Giannis Antetokounmpo, let's see. He's 29 years old. All-NBA, all-star, all-defensive, probably on the team. Didn't make the all-defensive team as far as defensive player of the year. What we doing? Giannis Antetokounmpo or what we doing? Offense?
Offense. To me, I got Tatum.
That shit don't matter, bro. If you go to team impact and success, and then you man, shit crazy. Defense got Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, Giannis defense.
Yeah. Moving right along to the next one, we have team impact. Yeah, I guess there's nobody more impactful than Jason Tatum in the entire NBA because his team won the most. But if you take him away from the team will be just all right. So I guess there's nobody more important than Jason Tatum in the NBA. So give me Jason Tatum. That's how we talking about it. It shouldn't be. Right, if we're doing it like this, this
I got Giannis on
they were number one seed. So, and that's why we took out success because success doesn't necessarily mean if you're impactful. Just your team is at the top of the list. That was the whole point of removing team impact and success. We did team impact, and we just had a guy not move on because he was more impactful than the other guy, and it don't matter. Shit don't matter.
Two things. Number one. If Brunson moved on, he gets smoked 3-0.
Man, that's not true.
And that is not true.
Well, it don't matter. He still should have at least been in there.
And then number two, when it comes to team impact.
Just team impact.
Can I finish, please? We're not doing, Coach tried to explain that we're not doing apples to apples because if Brunson leaves the Knicks, that means they're just left with OG, Hartenstein, and White Dante. That's not two all-stars on that team that they have.
Bro, why do you keep bringing up the fact that we don't have, bro, you start Deuce McBride right there. that team is an A seed. You just take away if Jalen Brunson would have just stuck to his 22 that he was averaging before Julius Randle left, guess what? That team would have been a 7 seed. But you know what he did? He pushed his points up 7 points by the time the season was over with. 7 points. 7. Made an all-star team. What are we talking about, bro? He made the change. It ain't got nothing to do with his best player went out. He came out and did that. Whatever, though, man. Team impact. What we doing? Individual accolades? There's nobody going to be more impactful than Jason Tatum. So he better win this motherfucker. I tell you what, the way y'all talking about Jason Tatum, he better win this motherfucker. The whole thing. The whole goddamn thing. I ain't bullshit. He can win the whole thing. But the funny thing is, cameraman is a Jason Tatum fan. So in turn, there's no bias in between that. But
I'm not a Jason Tatum fan.
Man, but I know what you doing.
I'm not doing nothing.
Say less.
I'm not doing nothing. I sat here and said, I've been saying we're doing good the entire time.
What we doing?
Did I not say that?
Individual accolades. Where we at with defense?
Defense is Giannis.
Okay, cool. So you want offense too, right? Giannis want offense too?
If I'm not mistaken.
So this is the thing. All right, cool. So we moved.
Oh, I had Tatum. I had Tatum offense.
Nah, he didn't win offense.
Yeah. I had Tatum for offense.
Won offense.
Because he got one move and he's going right. Fuck out of here,
cool.
Man.
Tatum?
Or Giannis.
Team impact. There's nobody more impactful than Jason Tatum on the number one seed.
Giannis is more. I have Giannis simply because Giannis impacts both sides of the ball on his team at a high level. On the Eastern Conference, nobody impacts the. Well, let me not say that. That is healthy. That played enough games to be on our list. Nobody impacts both sides of the ball like Giannis does at that high of a level.
It's not true.
Embiid would have, but Embiid.
Jimmy Butler does.
I said on our list, Jay. Jim Butler ain't on our list. Y'all voted Jim Butler out. Remember?
I'm saying you said it wasn't nobody
on our list. You in said the Eastern Conference on our list.
So what are we doing? Nobody's more impactful than Giannis.
Last week we voted Jim Butler off. Yes.
Same impact.
I got Giannis.
It's already 2-0.
You
said Giannis too.
Yeah, Giannis is
in the championship.
Yeah, we go. That's crazy. It's crazy. That's crazy.
That is.
Damn shame.
Do you want to just for shits and giggles do the Jalen Brunson one?
Nah, you can do that by yourself.
Okay.
Yeah. So next week we will.
Massacre.
No, it wouldn't. Because what Giannis does on he makes impact and success, he don't do nothing on offense. He can't. What are you talking about? They average the same amount of points. Every same amount of points. And he shot 40 from three.
So
he would have won offense. He would have won offense.
He wouldn't have won defense.
Team impact success. That
he wouldn't have won team impact.
He would have won team impact. What are you talking about? Who?
Giannis. I just said I picked Giannis for team impact because he impacts both sides of the ball like no other player on our list.
This boy averaged 7 dimes and he averaged 29. Same amount of points. Team impact. That team is a 2 seed. Who team hot? Who team hot?
On both sides of the ball.
Man, who? What are you saying? You're talking about one thing. I'm talking about success of what he's done.
Success ain't part of it no more, big dog.
No, I'm talking about success of team, the team just with him. So what are we talking about? Individual accolades. It's going to be the same thing.
How?
All-star, All-NBA. What are we talking about?
And All-star, All-NBA, and then Giannis going to be All-Defensive Team.
Nah, bro, he got another accolade. He gotta have one. He was up for something.
Tell you right there.
And then that's still 2-2.
All star,
man. Let me get out of here.
All star. All NBA. This was All NBA. They both All NBA. That's 2-2. And then all defensive team is Giannis. All
right, cool.
Giannis wins.
Man. I ain't fucking with.
Oh, my
God. Tweet some questions throughout the week at Full Sport Press. Don't forget to comment. Give us a thumbs up on the YouTube page, on the iTunes page. Please rate and subscribe. But more importantly, forget to tell a friend.
Never fails.
To tell a friend.
To tell a friend.
Coach. Yeah.
Get a drummer song.
What you got? You ain't got nothing?
You can't acknowledge me.
All right, cool.
You can't acknowledge me?
Yeah. Cameraman, the Revolution will be podcast. We are out.
The fucked up thing about it is Coach would vote right along with me.
Peace to you, to the full. Four Press Podcast. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Full Sport Press Podcast. To catch up on previous episodes, please check out the YouTube page and wherever you find your favorite podcast. Don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend.
The revolution will be podcasted.